Marker was off. Okay. Beeshte bechinas bela sels adibis. Ha bechina achas mitzad sheela sels dvorim him yuchadim. Shehim bolvad b'mashe ish mitzvah zeh min ashrayim yisparach l'adam shu olol. V'abris v'achibu sheish le'ilo ma'olol. Shavad zeh tafra sels advarim. So this is the bris of the olol with the sheirish. V'abchina sheinish mitzad sheh mechlal kol mitzvah sateir shleim asadam. V'lekach hoya eila sara sator natovim b'teira im shah mitzvahs. So it has a din teira and has a din luchas abris. So it's part of the whole world of teira, and it's 10 out of 613, and it is something on its own. It is a it's the bris and the chibur with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lekach hoya eila sara sator natovim b'teira im shah mitzvahs. V'nichtav al luchas atzmam kem nidol im shah mitzvahs ha'teira. Ve'shehem bovad mash v'mashish mitzvah gzer Hashem yisrach l'adam. V'im lo yikein, lo yiroyishu eila sara sator nichtav meluchas bovad. Ki roa shetir sara Hashem t'mima, ve'ech yal aluchu yisdav v'chosa shem asara sara dibris bovad. Aber dvorm kmesh kasam no malak ish tmimus behem she'el mi chodem mashesh mitzvah v'gzeim en Hashem yisparach al adam. Okay. Ola hoyres al she'el asos adibris dava shalim. Ami v'shamis ach tashkolim ketz aluch se yksuvim. Chananya ben achira b'rshoyme hei aluch se v'hei aluch se. Shnem v'yichtim al she'el os avonim. Rabbanin said asor aluch se v'asor aluch se. So he had two times ten. If Shim Yochai says Esma Lochse, Vesan Lochse, if Simoy says Arborma Lochse, Arborma Lochse, Shema Mizem is Em Ksuvim, Tatruga, which means 44. Rechani Bachir Shoime, Bain Dibo Le Dibo, Dictuker was Yeser Shal Tayra. Between each Dibo, you had all of Tayra the Dictor in the Oisius. Mimumola Mitarshis, Kimarabba. Kimarabbi says here is a. Like an ocean full of fish. A kiyamarava. Rishlokish kimoti lehai kro ama yofla mim chanan ben chirishua, mayamaze min gal godl, galim tanim, kemedibudik, so adka. So you have a whole bunch of amiroim that obviously each one means sort of a metaphor about what was over there, unique, different, like what was in between them. So now you're going to explain. Well, let's look at the first one. Why would you do 10 and 10? You only need 10 total, so 5 and 5 is enough. Why would I want 10 and 10? When Mikolskin of Shimon said, Esim Luch Zes and Luchse, and Mikolskin of Shimon, I'm born Luchse, or the born Luchse, Vida, Kidaz Kolachachamim, my Sifa Hamisha Dibish, Shimon Koluach. Ki elu shtei luchos ein roishu chaserim. So he said the luchos can't be missing out anything because this is like the etzva lakim. Ubefrat ha luchos shei maisa lakim veichi maisa kim chasa. Vekim shadibus hay asara sviru lo rabbanan shehoyu asara luach zeh v'asara luach zeh kidei shuach zeh. So it means each luach itself had to be a total Luach. If five is a half a message, and since there are two luchos, it's not one luach with two columns. It's two luchos, so each luach itself has the totality of Torah. Omno, masha luach. Shtayim lechas. So now a question. Okay, so you got them all on one luach. So why do I need two luchos? Ki aluchos is ben shtei pchinas. Ki mitzad keila sasdim zin echad yachad, maschilim bo yisparach shu ilo, mesayim bo olu, shodam kvashis bayad ova zeh. So he said, you know, because of what they represent. Va'odam, shodam kvashis bayad ova zeh, va'odam sha olu yesh atzir fa le ilo. Ulefikach ruyim shir kol asar aluach echad, shalei maiz Hashem shem aluch is chasar. U mitzad shish hefish bein ilo vo olu, shechamish o yishenis him bein ha'odam bein ha'ilo, vechamish shachenis ha'odam lo'odam, So the Mandyoma that says 10 and 10, he explains with what he said, that each and every one was had the entirety of the Saris, and you needed two keneged these two bechinas. The bechina of the kesher between the Ribono Shel Olam and the person. In other words, every mitzvah has in itself the gzeirah shaboy, asher kitshon mitzvaysav v'tzivanu. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzave us, so that's one element of a mitzvah. And then there's the mitzvah itself, which has a certain shlemus in its own right. Why? So he says that they had two in each one being read from right to left or left to right. You know, it's one that's shaykh to yamin, one that's shaykh to smol. V'dovah zeroi, kim loy hayokach, hayachisorim beluchay shem b'riyas alakim, kehoye melech ha-shamayim min Hashem Yisbarach. V'zeh shekol shu shalem, shove hayamin v'asmol. So he said, the elementary chaluk in the bria is yamin and smol, and therefore whenever you have anything, unless you have both sides, the yamin and the smol, given over, you're going to have a shleimus. So therefore, having one yamin and one smol is a davar shalem. So if you take a look at every body, every human body, it has yamin and smol. Animals have yamin and smol symmetry. So bal korchach, that a dovah sholem in this world consists of two symmetrical things together, yamin and smol, and therefore the luchos needed that shleimus of having both yamin and smol in it, which is interesting because if you have one ksiva, you don't say that it includes in itself the yamin and the smol. You say that it's not quite expressing itself, both yamin and smol. Very interesting way of looking at it. Amnam, Reb Simoyah Sava, ki tzarech sheyu maise elokim shleimim, v'chol dova shehu shava legamri, Mitzara mato, dain shiksuma sor mil matal malo, bchina sor mal matak moise, a shiksuma sor mi min, vasor mi smoil, a sor mil mata, vasor mil a shahoy called son shum, zemai se shem shem kasor and kalk, shiva gam called sad. So let's talk about it in a minute and understand it a little bit more. Just like we say, you know, it's, when he says they wrote it mato mala, yamin and smol, and he said they actually wrote it from the bottom going upwards or from the top going downwards, from the right to the left, left to the right. So the point is, in Lamash, you have Ayin Panim B'Torah or Dalid, you know, Paradise. It means that Torah can be understood totally in a different framework of Pshat. So you have the Pshat, you have the Remes, you have the Drush, you have the Soid, you have the Shivim Ponim, the Torah, you have a Borim Mitesh Ponim this way, and a Borim Mitesh Ponim this way. All of the different Mahalchim were there. You know, Torah can express itself in different ways, and on different parts of the axis. Lamashal, let's give an example. Torah can express itself totally as the right way to live our life here. Torah can express itself totally as something that's shayach to Olam Haba only. Torah can express itself totally as a history word. Torah has many ways of expressing itself. It has a way you can understand it, Kabbalah, which means how it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's most abstract ideas came down into concrete form. That's why we're looking at Torah. I could look at Torah as a way that I can, from the most concrete of actions, I can go up to the highest Madrega. Those are all actions that are, each one is an appropriate and necessary way of dashing Torah. If a person dashing Torah only as a Kabbalistic thing, but it's not shy to making society a good society, it's all about, unifying different spheres, he's got it wrong. Torah in its full has all the parts of it. And therefore, that's the way the Luchos were given, that it's a Dovah Shalom from right to left, left to right, top to bottom, so on. In other words, Evreya means sides. So it was going from both sides. So each side of the lucha, the top side, the bottom side, right side, left side, all sides of it had a sara. So therefore, in between the lines, we had all the diukim possible. So basically what they're trying to say is that it's a Dovah Shalem. You can't have any way in which you would describe Torah as being chasa would be chasa from this and therefore if it would be only Rosh Prakim and missing all the Tiktukim, so you had it. I don't think he means over here. I'm wondering, the other sheet is Mela, to say that you had all the Duktuk and Pirushim, I don't know if it means it just as a metaphor. In other words, whatever, I don't know what to call it, Iris, or whatever you want to call it, that had Shaykhis over here, all came from me. I don't know what the Hezber, Akapanim. Okay. Ulegdoyla Mela Saluchas or Shaynis Nishtabu. So first thing he's saying is very interesting. It's almost counterintuitive. He's saying that the reason why the luchos were destroyed was because the luchos themselves, luchos hashenis, were what's the right word for it? Tailor-made not for human beings, but for malachim. And we were malachim when we got it. But when we're malachim when we got it, we cannot keep it when we come down to this earth. It's like, imagine you have a certain code of behavior in a yeshiva, which is really only shaykh to extraordinary balei aliyah who are not shaykh to this world. So anybody else, or when these people are going to go out to the world, they're not going to be able to keep it. It's not shaykh because they're coming from someplace. It's not suitable for this world. So luchas hashaynis is a darga of Torah that shaykh only to Olam Haba, and therefore these people weren't shaykh to it. So therefore you have the you have this dagger. So it's interesting. What it means is that obviously it was because of the chet that we did. It's obviously because of the various we did, the chet eagle. But it meant that the Torah of this dagger was not going to be able to keep in this world. It was doomed for failure. The question was just when the failure would come, because it was of a type that wasn't shaykh. Now he's going to go into another piece over here about the Shvirus Aluchas. Why in the Luchas Rishonis do you have don't you have the word Toiv? And in Luchas Achronis you have by the Man Yitav, by the Kibra Veim. Amalei Atzat Hashem Lamenemem Toiv Shalem Tenemem Toiv Loi. Shendemem Toiv Loi. I don't know. You know, you caught me by surprise. That's why there was no toiv. Doesn't hold of it. So we have a very, I mean, the whole Gemara is very strange. You didn't know if the word toiv is, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, today Yeshiva Bach don't know Chumash, but it's hard to believe that they didn't know Chumash. But Ubiyazeh. So he's going to explain why the word Toiv is missing from the first Luchos. They did not have, in our world, they were not Tov. Kimilas Toiv Nemala Metzius, Shu Metzius Ro'i V'Toiv. Ulakach Tim Tzachomai Sebesh Chayim V'Yom V'Yar Ki Toiv. So the word toiv refers to metzius. The luchas are shaynim. Ipnei ma'alosam lohayu ru'uyim lefi ha-metzius olam hazeh. Olekach ein roi shenichta behen toiv. V'yev shaloyma ka luchas emzhi madregas olam hazeh. Rak im noima shamekalim ru'i ha-luchas. Shem hoya meka madregas malochim ozhi ru'i ha-luchas. Had Toiv been written in the first Luchos, and this is how he explains the Gemara in trying to understand, you know, what the mile of it having, not having Toiv. So he says, had the word Toiv been written, that would mean this is the appropriate Metzius HaKas on this world. And a Klal Yisrael would have messed up, that would have been destroyed forever. The Toiv would have been destroyed. So just like the muscle, if I tell you this is the thing that you have to know as a doctor and you mess up, there is no way I could give you I could give you a certificate. If I tell you these are things that are good to know, important to know, nice to know, but I don't make an ultimatum, then I could have it. Then I could still give you a license. Had Toiv been written Luchos Hashanis, it would mean that that's the tsur in this world of Kiyum. And B'meila, if we'd mess up, there'd be no Kiyum. Kimashin Shtab Luchos Moikain Yisrael HaMadrega Shainu Shalem Kvar. V'yimoy Shainu Yisrael Oid Achachet HaMetzius HaRoyu Shemayel HaShatoyim. Av'ach Shosunem V'am Toiv So basically, it doesn't say Tov means that these luchos are not fit to exist in this world. Maybe Machas Malyusa, but I can't call this, it's like saying the way a person behaves in Kippur, he should behave all year. That's an impossibility. So this, what I'm saying about Yom Kippur is that this is an ideal behavior, but not the passing grade. As other rule of Mitzvah Shel Mahazeh, where you saw Gam Kimadegas Hamalachim, or Kishneshtabru Atav Nechet, Loi Pasak Mitzvah Shel Mitzvah Shel Mahazeh. I will Paskim Amadegas in Ruel Mitzvah Shel Mahazeh, Shahoy Yisrael Madegas Hamalachim. The Maya Shel Doimim, La Odom Arishin, Keep Emes Kredim Shel Odom Arishin, where you began Eden, Loi Hoyas Amadegas Ben Eden Ruel Mahazeh. Because we speak about Adam being in Olam Hazeh, in Gan Eden, that's wonderful. But it means that he couldn't be in this world. In other words, the flip side of it is, he was an Adam that was Shech owned Gan Eden. Ve'enuchatzi Olam Hazeh, at Shechotiv Goshem Gan Eden, ve'chusim Adagosal Yenishir Olam Hazeh, he couldn't retain that because that, it's like, you can't wear your Sunday best for digging, you know, ditches. Ve'nisha Madrigur Olam Hazeh. So Adam Arishin was lowered to a madrega that shared this world. So he's saying a really astounding chiddush, the opposite almost the way we'd learn it, that it's not the pshat that because it wasn't good enough, that's why it, you know, the lacking the word tov, it wasn't good enough. It was too high of a madriga, just like madrigas adam farchet. The luchos rishonis are luchos that are beyond where we're holding, and b'meila it couldn't last. It didn't have the power to survive afterwards. So as soon as we went down, and that's what the pasuk says. That's exactly what the pasuk says. I thought you were all malachim. That was the havamin of luchos v'shaynis, that the madrega would be malachim like a madrega. Ochen kodem temusun, you're going to have to suffer the same fate as Adam, which means you're going to have to go down from a madregas malach to madregas Adam in order to survive. So he says this inyan that the lettering went through from side to side, even though it required a permanent ness, was absolutely in keeping with it. I want to add a point to this, and it goes back to what I said before also. It said many times what defines HaKadosh Baruch Hu vis-a-vis other ruchnistic entities in the Bria is this concept of HaKoil. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everything, Echad, in the sense that it's makiv everything, and whereas every other Koyach in the Bria, Malachim including, etc., are only deal with a particular aspect of the Bria. So anything that is going to be anything that's already one step down, like a malach, can be a particular koyach. something that's misyaches as close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as possible must be echad. And that echad means all inclusive. So the Torah itself is a mitzvah, specific, and so on. This needed to have the mila of being total and totally inclusive. Hare, shekol inyan aluchos ha'ilafi masharel dover shemaisel akim. The luchos were not, they were the closest form of the writing of Torah, closest to the Ribbono Shelom. As a, you know, it's when you write something, the first draft, you write the way you think, and then you slowly begin the process of presenting it. Like you keep honing it down to present it to people. And therefore, the Luchas Rishonis especially, and were as closely aligned to Dvar Hashem as possible, and being all inclusive is the primary ingredient of that. So an amma six tfachim, and therefore it had to be something that was totally an amma, and it was something which the shear also was a dover shalit. Okay, I'll go upon him, so we'll hold it. So Besam next week, I'm going to be away next week in North Woodmere, but I think I'll be able to learn. I don't see right now there's any reason not to.
Okay, great. Just one question on this. I'm sure. Not sure I understand why the writing needs to go, I guess, left to right.
Okay, so the right to left, left to right means one, it's something can originate from different aspects, midas adin or midas achesed. And you can say that this is something that I'm trying to, it's like my relationship with you could be a paternal relationship, but sometimes I need to be strict, or it could be the other way around. It could be a business-like relationship, but I need to reward you for a good deal. So it can go either way, and I could see Torah as a Kadosh Baruch Hu, as the Ribbono Kol Olamim, being Mitzavet Abriya, and tough luck, that's the way it is. And of course, if we do what we're supposed to do, because Baruch Hu is Meitim, but it starts with Midas Adin, or I could say the other way around. I could say it starts because Baruch Hu is a Meitim, but you need to have some sort of check. So both of those directions are correct.
Okay, great.
Okay, Mesayda Gamor. Okay,
thank you very much.
Agat Fachian.